On today's show, Nissan's redesign of the Titan pickup is paying off, Volvo introduces its first three-cylinder engine, and Ram explains why it got rid of its iconic crosshair grille. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Last year, Audi and Porsche teamed up to develop electric vehicles, and now we're learning more about the partnership. The two companies are currently working on an exclusive architecture for EVs called the Premium Platform Electric. It's a scalable architecture that will accommodate both SUVs and sedans and is expected to result in three model families. It's a big project. There are 550 Audi employees and 300 from Porsche developing the platform. Audi and Porsche say the cost would be 30% higher to create a platform like this on their own. The first models built on the new platform will launch in late 2021. And in other EV news, as we've reported, Tesla and GM will be the first automakers to sell 200,000 plug-in vehicles in the U.S., which is when federal tax incentives for plug-ins starts to run out. Some are predicting Tesla could hit that number by fall, and while GM won't be too far behind, it is benefiting from having the only affordable long-range EV you don't have to wait for. Tesla recently sent an email to some customers who made early reservations for the base Model 3 that their vehicles won't be delivered until early next year. That's got some of them ticked off that they have to wait so long and worries them that they might miss out on the tax credits. And now some Chevy dealers are starting to see an increase in Bolt EV sales. Tesla isn't too worried now with some 400,000 reservations for the Model 3, but this was always a risk with trying to sell a mass-market EV. The general buyer isn't as forgiving, and if delays continue, it is possible we could see a whole lot more canceled orders. The NASCAR season kicked off yesterday with the wreck-filled Daytona 500. It was the inaugural race for Chevrolet's new NASCAR bodywork, modeled after the Camaro ZL1. Austin Dillon won the race, and longtime Autoline Daily viewers will remember he's sponsored by Dow Automotive, which is also a great sponsor of this show. Still to come, Volvo makes history with the new XC40.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Volvo recently introduced the XC40, and now we're learning more about what will power the small SUV. For the first time ever in the company's 91-year history, it will offer a three-cylinder engine. The 1.5-liter unit comes standard with a 6-speed manual transmission, and an 8-speed automatic will be optional following next year. A 150-horsepower diesel and a gas engine that produces 190-horsepower are also available, with a hybrid and a pure electric coming at a later date. It does not seem like the three-cylinder will make its way to the U.S., but we do get the new, more upscale Inscription model, which includes some unique styling. Back in 2004, Nissan decided to jump into the full-size pickup segment with the Titan. It made a whole lot of sense, too. The pickup segment offers huge volume and profits, but try as it may, it never made a dent against the Ford F-150, Chevrolet Silverado, or the Ram. But 2 years ago, Nissan decided it had to make another go of it, so it completely redesigned the Titan and came out with a heavy-duty version and also added a diesel. And that's making a big difference. Last year's sales of the Titan shot up more than 140%. The numbers are still not that big. Nissan only sold 53,000 Titans last year, and it's no threat to Ford, Chevy, or Ram. But if Nissan can keep on growing sales, it's going to get some decent volume out of the truck. Speaking of trucks, coming up next, the head of Ram explains why the company ditched its crosshair grille for the new pickup.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, AutoLine knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
The crosshair grille on Ram pickups is one of its most iconic features, but the company decided to abandon it for the new model. On AutoLine this week, Jim Morrison, the head of the Ram brand, told us why the company made the change.
One is certainly to distinguish ourselves from the other pickup trucks that are out there. Second is we want to make sure everybody knows this is the new truck. This is the technological wonder that we brought to the marketplace with this new Ram 1500, because we're going to change the people that want to drive pickup trucks every day, because this is a no-compromise truck. You know, it's not only a leader in power and efficiency, but technology that Ryan talked about, and then the luxury, it's going to attract new customers to the segment and continue to help us grow sales with the Ram brand, but really does help signal that change with the new RAM signature grille in the new trucks.
And if you want to learn more about the new Ram, you can watch that entire episode on our website, AutoLine.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.